بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ تستغيثون ربكم فاستجاب لكم أني ممدكم بألف من الملائكة مردفين.
Remember the day of Badr, when the Muslims asked for help from Allah for victory over their enemies. And Allah responded to them, reinforcing and helping them with 1,000 angels, following one after another.
وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ بِهِ قُلُوبُكُمْ وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ.
Allah made the reinforcements of the Muslims with angels a form of good news for them, that He was helping them against their enemies, reassuring their hearts that they would have victory over them. Victory does not come because of having great numbers of fighters or having large amounts of weapons and preparations. Rather, it comes only from Allah. Glory be to Him. Allah is mighty in His power. No one has power over Him, and He is wise in His law and His decree.
إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ أَمَنَةً مِّنْهُ وَيُنَزِّلُ عَلَيْكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً لِيُطَهِّرَكُم بِهِ وَيُذْهِبَ عَنكُم رِجْزَ الشَّيْطَانِ وَلِيَرْبِطَ عَلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتَ بِهِ الْأَقْدَامَ.
And remember, O believers, when Allah made you fall asleep on that occasion, giving you a feeling of safety and peace from the fear you had of your enemy. He sent down rain from the sky on you to purify you, and to remove the evil suggestions of Satan from you, and to make your heart strong, so you would be patient when you met the enemy in battle. It also made your feet firm by making the sandy ground hard, so that your feet would not sink and slip on it.
إِذْ يُوحِي رَبُّكَ إِلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَنِّي مَعَكُمْ فَثَبِّتُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا سَأُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبَ فَاضْرِبُوا فَوْقَ الْأَعْنَاقِ وَاضْرِبُوا مِنْهُمْ كُلَّ بَنَانٍ.
Remember, O Prophet, when Allah inspired the angels who He reinforced the believers with in the battle of Badr, telling the angels, "I am with you, aiding you with help and support." So strengthen the determination of the believers in fighting their enemy. I will cast greater fear into the hearts of those who disbelieve. Strike then the necks of the disbelievers to kill them, and hit their joints and limbs to hinder them from fighting.
ذلك بأنهم شاقوا الله ورسوله. وَمَن يُشَاقِقِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ.
What happened to the disbelievers when they were killed and their limbs were struck was because they went against Allah and His Messenger. They did not follow what they were instructed to do and did not stop doing what they were told not to do. Those who oppose Allah and His Messenger, Allah is firm with the punishment for them in this world with death and capture, and in the afterlife with the fire of hell.
ذَلِكُمْ فَذُوقُوهُ وَأَنَّ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابَ النَّارِ
That is the punishment for you, all you who oppose Allah and His Messenger, to taste it, for it has been hastened to you in the life of this world. In the afterlife, you will have the punishment of the fire of hell if you die stubbornly denying the truth.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا لقيتم الذين كفروا زحفا فلا تولوهم الأدبار
All you who believe in Allah and who follow His Messenger, if you meet the idolaters approaching them in battle, Then do not turn your backs to them and run away, but be patient when facing them and firm when you meet, because Allah is with you with His help and support.
وَمَن يُوَلِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ دُبُرَهُ إِلَّا مُتَحَرِّفًا لِقِتَالٍ أَوْ مُتَحَيِّزًا إِلَى فِئَةٍ فَقَدْ بَاءَ بِغَضَبٍ من الله ومأواه جهنم وبئس المصير
And whoever turns their back running away, unless they are withdrawing as a strategy, with the intention of turning back to fight, or doing it to join a group of Muslims in order to help them, then certainly, He will earn the anger of Allah, and his place in the hereafter will be hell. What a miserable destination and final destiny. Beneficial points. The verses show Allah's care for the believers, making things easier for them by sending ways of strengthening their faith and making their footholds firm, and taking away difficulty and the whisperings of Satan from them. Victory is in Allah's hands and is from Him and does not depend on the number of people fighting or their weapons and preparations. Notwithstanding the importance of the duty to make the best preparation for war that one can. Running away from fighting without an excuse is a great sin. These verses teach the believers about the laws of fighting in war, among which are obeying Allah and His Messenger, being patient before the enemy, steadfast during fighting, and remembering Allah much.
فَلَمْ تَقْتُلُوهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ قَتَلَهُمْ وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى وَلِيُبَلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْهُ بَلَاءً حَسَنًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ
For you did not, O believers, kill the idolaters on the day of Badr because of your power and might, but rather Allah supported you in that. And you, O Prophet, did not throw sand at the idolaters, rather it was Allah, who made what you throw reach them. Allah tested the believers by blessing them with victory over their enemies, despite their small numbers of fighters and weapons, so that they might be thankful to Him. Indeed, Allah listens to your prayers and what you say, and He knows what you do and what is best for you.
ذلكم وأن الله موهن كيد الكافرين
The killing of the idolaters, your throwing, so that they were defeated, as well as Allah's kindness to the believers giving them victory over their enemy, was all from Allah, Allah makes weak the plans of those who disbelieve and who plot against Islam.
إن تستفتحوا فقد جاءكم الفتح وإن تنتهوا فهو خير لكم وإن تعودوا نعد ولن تغني عنكم فئتكم شيئا ولو كثرت وأن الله مع المؤمنين.
If you ask, O idolaters, for the punishment and might of Allah to fall upon the wrongdoers who overstep the limits, then Allah has already made what you asked afflict you, sending down on you what was a lesson for you and for the mindful. If you stop asking for this, it would be better for you, so that He might give you time, not giving you what you deserve immediately. But if you return to asking for a judgment and fighting the believers, Allah would also return by afflicting you with punishment and helping the believers. Your people and helpers would not be of any good to you, even if they are many and well prepared and the believers were few in number. Allah is with the believers, helping and supporting them, and whomever Allah assists, then no one will be able to defeat them.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu أطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تولوا عنه وأنتم تسمعون.
All you who believe in Allah and follow His Messenger, obey Allah and His Messenger, following what He instructs and staying away from what He has prohibited, not turning away from Him or going against His laws, and doing what He has forbidden, specially whilst you are listening to the verses of Allah being recited to you.
وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ.
And do not be all you believers like the hypocrites and idolaters who, when the verses of Allah are recited to them, say that they have heard the Qur'an that has been recited to them, when they have not listened in a reflective way, learning from it so that they would benefit from what they heard.
إِنَّ شَرَّ الدَّوَابِّ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الصُّمُّ الْبُكْمُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ.
The worst of creatures on the face of the earth in the sight of Allah are those who are deaf to the truth, not listening to it and accepting it, and dumb, not acknowledging the truth or calling to it, because they do not understand what Allah instructs or forbids.
وَلَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا لَأَسْمَعَهُمْ وَلَوْ أَسْمَعَهُمْ لَتَوَلَّوْا وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ.
If Allah knew that there was good in these idolaters who reject the truth, He would have made them listen in a way that was beneficial to them, so that they would understand the proof and evidence. But He knows that there is no good in them, and that if He made them hear, they would still turn away stubbornly, rejecting what they heard.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu istajibu lillahi walir rasuli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون.
All you who have faith in Allah and follow His Messenger, respond to Allah and His Messenger, being dedicated to the instructions and staying away from what is prohibited, since there is life for you in that. And be aware that Allah has power over everything, and He has power over you, so He is able to hinder you from following the truth after you had rejected it. So you should hurry to comply without delay, and be mindful that you will be gathered to Allah alone on the Day of Judgment, and will be rewarded for the actions that you did in this world.
واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب.
Beware of suffering that does not only reach those who do wrong among you, but reaches you and others as well. This is when disobedience becomes widespread and is not prevented. Be sure that Allah is strong with the punishment for those who go against Him, so beware of opposing Him. Beneficial points. Whoever Allah is with will be aided and given victory, even if they are weak or few in number. And His being with them and aiding them is according to their faith and good actions. The believer is expected to take the necessary means and precautions in order to help fulfill the responsibilities they have been given by Allah. These should then trust in Allah, entrusting their affairs to Him and leaving the outcome to Him. The might of the disbelievers becomes insignificant before the power and ability of Allah. He makes the plotting of the disbelievers come to nothing and puts fear in their hearts. The verses show that Allah does not prevent anyone from faith and goodness except those who have no good in them, who faith would not help or benefit. It is good to frequently supplicate to Allah with the prayer, O Turner of the hearts, keep our hearts firm on your faith. Allah instructs the believers not to allow disobedience to become widespread among them, so that the punishment does not come upon them all.